carried upstairs when Ollie visited, but for her to have complained would only have meant another threshing for me. My father said that threshing was very good for me, since it taught me that the world was a difficult place, which wasn't quite true. It rather taught me that my father was a vicious sadist. But perhaps on reflection, the two things do come to the same one thing. In this habit of beating me, he resembled, I always felt.
It is often difficult to draw Sakarin away from his familial meditations, and we take this opportunity to remind listeners of one of Sakarin's early triumphs, the part of Terence, in the little-known Jacobean Gothic tragedy, The Tragedy of Terence, or The Recalcitrant Lunatic. As we join the recording, Terence, overacted by Sakarin, is walking down a corridor in a castle in 16th century Italy.
Ah, now I am alone. Oh, woe, they do think that I am mad, but no, I do but counterfeit, and have a plan most cunning, and yet most cunning, most slippery sly, and yet most slyly slipper. But wait! Here comes my brother, the usurper. See him smile. He feels he's on a winning wicket. Little does he know that in a trice he'll kick it.
Hail, Terence. How goes it?
Most porky, my lad. Most porky.
I see thou art as much hare still.
I'm mad. I'm a lad. Mad I am. Ooh, but I can gauge a spurt some packy and whopper lusty dago.
Away, away. Thou ravest.
No. Is thou that ravest, foul usurper? Prepare to meet thy doom. See, I cast aside my madman's guise and stand before thee the man I was, thy wronged brother, fair Antonio.
Away, loon.
I am no loon. I am thy wronged brother, fair Antonio.
Loon, I do begin to tire of thee. I have no brother, nor is Antonio's name a name beknown to me.
No?
No.
Then say I am none other than thy father, Rivello, foully murdered.
My father is alive and well.
Is it even so?
I is.
Then I am thy beloved sister, Antonia.
I have no sister.
No, then must I be no other but mad Terence, the fetid stirp.
True, loon. Away, I am full of business.
Next time, perchance, I shall thrive.
I should go to the West End, to the theatres, and see matinees as often as possible. As for my sister...